Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, Andy.
Hiya, Bob. You all right there?
I'm all right. You're fresh off the train, first class, you say?
I have, yeah. I upgraded.
Yeah.
It was 15 quid to upgrade in first class, and that got me infinite coffee.
Yeah.
That's what they pitched it as.
What, a drink of coffee that never ends?
Well, yeah. You kept drinking it, and I just kept looking in the cup, and it was just still like three quarters full.
But there's going to be a vat somewhere that's going to end.
Well, there might have been like a pipe or something in the bottom of it, but it just kept filling up.
What, and a bloke running behind the train?
I don't know, my fella on the bonnet, I don't know, but there was that, and a cooked breakfast, which was cooked by James Martin, the TV chef.
No, it wasn't, it's endorsed by
It's
him,
got his name on it.
All right. So what did he add, what was the flourish James added? Everyone has a tomato. What was the James thing?
I don't know what he's, there was a black pudding, but it could have been anything. Honestly. It might have been from... No, I don't want to see it.
It's useful idiots like you that just let these people walk.
Is that what you describe me as, a useful idiot?
Honestly, yeah, look, yeah. You'd bet it's a James Martin breakfast, this.
Well, yeah.
I'll buy that.
But hang on. Not only was I a useful idiot, I was also a trapped consumer, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't any alternatives.
Do you like tin tomatoes or fresh tomatoes?
Tin plum tomatoes.
I did a survey on Twitter.
Did you?
And it was quite close, like Brexit.
Right.
But
was it a breakfast Brexit?
Oh, actually, it wasn't that close. No, I did two surveys. I did one, do you want tinned or grilled fresh tomatoes?
Yeah.
And fresh tomatoes won.
Right. And what won that?
And the other one was beans on toast or beans near toast.
Well, it's got to be beans on toast, doesn't it?
I can't stand. I mean, again, it's people having baby food. Yeah, if you serve them on the toast, right?
Yeah.
The toast gets incredibly soggy and all that. You might as well not bother toasting it. If you serve it near...
You've got the option of putting it on the toast if you want.
You're putting the beans on the toast when you've still got a reasonably crispy toast.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I think the tinned tomatoes thing felt like to me like it was a bit of a north-south split.
Really? What, tin tomatoes won?
Tin tomatoes up there.
Tin tomatoes
lost.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like black pudding?
I do. I didn't used to. But I'm quite partial to it now. Yeah.
When you're at home, do you have a cooked breakfast sometimes?
No, I never do one in the house. I'll go like a Morrison's or Asda.
Fucking $1.99 or something.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? Why would you bother doing it yourself when you get one for $1.99?
If you had one at home, would you have it on a plate or just eat it straight off your lap?
Just off some kitchen paper. How's your health, Bob?
Not too good because I was in hospital last week on Wednesday having an operation.
A personal one? Personal operation?
But by personal, do you mean in my
nether regions? Are you prepared to talk about it?
Yeah, it was my shoulder.
Right. And how did that go?
Well, I think it's gone all right. It's a bit painful now. But he said to me, you know, it will be a bit painful for a period of time.
For about a year.
Like camera surgery, keel surgery.
Right.
You like the sound of that?
So did he
just say... He doesn't actually do it through the door.
It'll be... Well, do you know what? When I was a kid... And I found out that when you get your ear pierced, they use an ear piercing gun. Now, I imagined that they would stand like 12 feet away and fire the earring in from a distance.
Yeah.
With it being a gun, because that's how guns work. Apparently not. They do it really close up, about a foot away.
I had that done. I had a little gold hoop put in when I lived in Brighton. And had the worst year of my life. And
as a result of getting the hoop put in,
and I thought to myself, this has brought me terrible luck. This hoop, So I threw it away. You know, I stopped wearing it, and then maybe 6 months later, I found it again on the carpet in the corner in my room.
Right,
and I put it on for that night out. You know, for a rockabilly night. Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I like me rockabilly.
Who doesn't?
And got my head kicked in that night.
Oh,
and the first punch was bang on my ear where that ear
was. It?
Yeah, it honestly was.
So an additional blow because it hit the metal and it just did it clang off the side of your head?
Well, I think it was just a power greater than either of us saying, no, you were right, Bob, don't wear that earring. It's
funny you should say that because I'm going to wear two hooped earrings on Sunday.
Yeah.
You can see now I'm wearing a West Germany 1974 World Cup T-shirt.
It's very nice, actually, Andy. Yeah.
Because it's 2 months to the World Cup and I'm wearing a piece of World Cup related clothing every day now until the start of the tournament.
Yeah.
I've got some Mexican knickers for tomorrow.
Lovely.
And then Sunday I've got lined up a couple of hooped gold earrings like an Argentine beef salesman would wear.
I don't know that beef sales is associated with hooked earrings.
I think they do.
Do you know what?
That's why I'm wearing it.
What's getting on my tits at the moment?
What's that?
It's people not being World Cup aware. So that, like, in the last week, I've had an invite to something which I feel obliged to go to.
Yeah.
It's on the first Saturday of the World Cup, 3 matches.
Yeah.
Me and Jim are doing a new series of Big Night Out.
Yeah.
Got the studio dates through. World Cup days.
Fuck's
sake. Why don't people just show a bit of awareness? You know, because the terrible thing is it doesn't, you feel a bit of a twat saying, oh, no, I want to watch the World Cup. But it's really important to me. When I had my heart operation, you know, do you know
about that? Have you had a heart operation?
When I had my heart operation and I was thinking, I am gone here. It was the day after in intensive care. It kept coming into my mind. I want to see that. It's really important. I mean, I want to see this World Cup.
Yeah, and the one after.
I'd like to make it to the one after, but
fingers crossed for you.
Keep going with these invites. Look, we've been waffling on, which we always
promise. Are you going to ask me about my health?
How's your health, Andrew? You look shit.
Gout. And my lips swelled up last night.
Yeah.
So there's two double pronged attack there. I think it's the tit juice being dispersed around my body because I haven't been milking myself often enough.
I don't want you to.
Would you like me to go any further?
Promise me you'll take that out of this podcast.
No, I'm not promising anything.
You've got a very thin top lip and a fatter bottom lip.
Because it's swollen up.
Oh, is it? See there?
It's like swollen up.
What have you been sucking on?
I look like fucking Leslie Ash.
Less of the F in and Jeff in.
Sorry.
I've got a new feature to kind of start off, Andy.
Is it better than your Chris Evans one?
Oh, I've abandoned that, yeah, right? And it's Mick McCarthy, right? You have to say, like, so Mick McCarthy's just coming in, right?
Can I just say, if Mick McCarthy does any shouting at all, can you just move your head away from the microphone?
So you need to ask him, all right, Mick, how are you doing?
Right.
Yeah. And then the next one is anyone in particular.
Right.
And the next one, anyone you're okay with.
Right, okay.
Right, so what are they, Andrew?
Hi, Mick, how you doing? Yeah. Anyone in particular, anyone you're okay with?
Yeah, thank you. Right, so, who's this coming in? It's Mick McCarthy.
It's Mick McCarthy. All right, Mick, how you doing?
What's it to you bastard? If you must know, I'm fed up of bastards.
Anyone in particular?
Well, you're a bastard. Roy Keane's a bastard, but at least he knows he's a bastard. Birds are potato waffles. Not a person, but still bastards. People who wear hats, bastards. Ian Holloway, what a bastard. Beard grooming, the work of a bastard. Posh coffee shops, full of bastards. Ipswich fans are bastards. Norwich fans are bastards. Footballers, all of them. Biggest pack of bastards I've ever come across. That bloke next to you, Bob Mortimer. Total bastard.
Oh, I forgot what it was.
Anyone
you're okay with, Mick?
Sinita. She's not a bastard. The wife's all right midweek. And that's it. The rest of yous are bastards.
Thanks, Mick.
I've got your one name I can offer you today.
Right, okay.
Ken T. Turtles.
Ooh.
What's the T for, you ask? Putting your golf ball on, I say, but that is only jokes. That's
Ruffles.
Just Ruffle Generation, yeah? Laffle Catapult. The T is for torches, all right? His obese gross cress in his skin folds and has his booper number tattooed on his Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be Ronnie Hot Dog.
I'm going to stick with Ronnie Hot Dog because I don't think you've put enough effort into that.
Okay.
Ken fella. But, there we go. Have you got any Sunderland related songs this week? We'll get them out of the way now.
Yeah. You want it out of the way?
Yeah, please.
They're hitting the nerve with you. I feel a bit rotten about them, actually.
Is it starting to hit home that you're just basically a racist?
Well, I really love the North East.
Aye.
I've got family.
It's got
from,
a lot going for
I've
it.
Got family from Sunderland.
Yeah, and now you're not, never ever going to be allowed
family,
to go back
family
there.
From South Shields.
Yeah. And you're just condemning them.
Well, so what I've done is I've made the target not as much specifically Sunderland,
right,
but more you.
Me specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'm fine with that.
I'll just get the song up, Andrew, the music up.
Go on then.
So here we go. Andy is from Sunderland, so he lives on chicken dippers. He feeds them to his Alsatian, and he feeds them to his nippers. He lives in a rented bungalow with fridges on the lawn. He steals next door's electric and downloads farmers' porn. Sunderland is a fucking nightmare. The streets are heaped high with Johnnies and dog dirt. Sunderland is a significant shithole. There's dogs in prams and urine in the food malls. And he goes out dogging with his Dolmio in a flask. He never gets any takers in his Lee Catamole mask. When Andy is up the Asda, he watches like a hawk, waiting for the staff to put reductions on the pork. Sunderland's a fucking nightmare. The lasses stride round like the prawns in District 9. Sunderland's a significant shithole with donkeys running wild and bunting made from bog roll. Bunting made from bog roll. There it is.
That's highly offensive.
To you?
To me personally, and to the people of Sunderland, because it wasn't just aimed at me, was it? What? It was a little bit, but there was quite a lot of it was what you normally do, which is to castigate the people of Sunderland. What I've done, I've come up with a widget which randomly chooses news stories from the Sunderland Echo as a way of trying to prove to you that it's not all bad up there. So here we go. First one. We are counting down to a stunning 2018 Sunderland Tall Ships Festival.
Whoa.
I see. We've got the Tall Ships coming in July. So there, stick that up your pipe. Here's another one. Redevelopment of Sunderland Railway Station could start in 2019. Could start. So that's something positive. Another one. Tooth decay in Sunderland's five-year-olds almost double national average.
Oh, there we are. That's a bit of a downer, isn't it?
So it's a mixed bag there.
I wonder what the reason is for that dental decay. I wonder if it could be blue drink. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, do you reckon Squeeze is still up the junction?
Oh, here we go.
I mean, that was 1979, wasn't it? There's probably been, you know, significant development in the area. And I'm assuming it was London, so there's probably been some gentrification and they might have been priced out of the area. That junction might be a mini roundabout now. Might have been closed off to through traffic.
No, I see the people from Squeeze from time to time.
Could have been pedestrianised. Are they still up the junction?
Well,
why
would you think they're trapped in the junction? Do you think it's some sort of Black Mirror episode?
I don't know.
Jesus.
That's what the song was all about, wasn't it? So I just wondered if you had any information.
No, they're not.
They're not?
They're not.
I'll just write that down.
Harry Kane's made a statement, sent it to me.
Oh, has he?
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, big news this week as well, that goal he was trying to claim.
Yeah.
Went off his imaginary shoulder.
Well, he got it in the end, didn't he?
He did get it, yeah, and he's very happy about that. Oh, go on then, let's have his statement.
Here it is, I just have to find it, press the button and that. And remember his voice. Hello, it's Harry Kane here, boss of the White Hearts. Now, there has been a lot of snuffery buffing about the goal I scored at Stoke last week. It's very upsetting and unwarranted, and I want to put the record as straight as a sausage roll baked by a set square maker. What people seem frustratingly unable to understand is that I have the only magic chin in UK soccer. Vardy's is not magic, it's just a street chin. As soon as the Danish Christian took the free kick, I used my Chinny McMiracle to create a small vacuum above my shoulder. On exiting this vacuum, the speed of the ball increased threefold, thus propelling the ball past the keeper and into the net. The goal is therefore righteously mine. It's not my fault that the cameras and rule makers haven't caught up with the patented technology of my chin, trademark Magic Chin Limited. I swear on Debbie Alley going blind through a parasite ingestion that I am telling the truth, nothing but the truth. P.S. Don't pass to Vardy. Thanks for your attention. This has all been very frustrating and has left me in right down in the dumps. Goodbye.
Comedy catchphrases, Bob.
Yeah?
Everyone loves catchphrase comedy, don't they?
You wouldn't let it lie.
That sort of shit,
We really want to see those figures.
All that crap. Yeah, I've worked on some. Yeah. I want to introduce them and let you decide if you think they're any good or not. Here's the first one. John, where's your shots, John?
Where's your shorts?
Where's your shorts, John?
Shorts.
Shorts.
Yeah.
No. No? All right, here's another one.
I like that one, but I'm not keen on that one.
I like that, Deb.
Can I do that one again?
Deb Williams.
I like that one, but I'm not keen on that one.
That is excellent.
And it is me last one for now. Is that my wine? Is that my wine?
I don't like the voices. I think this, if that was in a, like a middle class sitcom, could work. But that character you were playing, he wouldn't be.
Because what he was doing is whining a bit, and it was kind of like two main and double main and a whine. Right. I could change it.
Do the Dave Williams one again. I like it.
I like that one, but I'm not keen on that one.
That's very good.
That's the best of the three.
Definitely, yeah.
I'm going to keep you dropping them in.
And in fact, I can actually say, I like that one. But I'm not keen on the other two. Oh. I think got a bit Derek Guiler.
That's a bit, yeah. A bit Phil Jones.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
No, that ain't Bob. I've nipped out in the house to give you an update on how things are going and all that, and everything's beautiful in its own way, you know. So I'm just sat on the low wall round the back of the local shop, like, you know. I've got me puffer jacket on, because although the sun is shining, it's still a bit chilly, and me puffer jacket was described by the retailer as a windproof puffer and suitable for static staring in a winter environment. I'm eating a chicken wrap from the one-stop store. Oh, I love a chicken wrap, me, you know. It's a good basic example today. Nice soft tortilla that has been softened a bit, you know, by the juices seeping in, and a lovely lumpy chicken is lumpy with a bit of flame grill effect on the individual lumps, you know, like as if they've been drawn on. It had two blunt ends and not a cut in the middle, so I unwrapped the wrap, as it were, and spread the contents centrally across the tortilla and rolled it up like a pancake, you know, like a pancake. My son used to love pancake day. Used to say, "Here, Dad, take the pan. You're the only tosser in this house." He did it as a joke, you know, but he always kept a very straight face, like. Nice memory, though. Dog there. Truth is, Bob, the wife threw me out the house this morning, you know. I was staring out the bedroom window, mainly examining the Albanian fella next door's garden. He's put a gas barbecue on his patio decking, you know. Fuck knows what he's going to brew up on that. I've heard the Albanians like to cook up lamb guts and chickpeas, you know. I've looked through his bins once, and I couldn't see any eggshells, like, so I don't reckon they eat boilers or poachies, you know, like us lot. Suddenly, anyway, the wife says,
"What are you staring at, you little fucking creep? You're blocking me light and casting a shadow over homes under the fucking hammer."
So I said, "I'm sorry about blocking the light, like, you know, and
I'm sorry about casting the shadow over your exciting programme. I was just having a nice stare, you know, while I waited for you to finish your boilies.
Well, that's just it, you fucking dial. I'm not gonna be fucking finishing them. What's the main criteria for a decent fucking boiler?
Well, the white part should be firm, mate, and the yellow part should be runny, love.
Never mind runny. They should be fucking runny. Like food sauce, a long life cream, or the shit that comes out of mini fucking KMs. Look at these, they're like fucking Haribos.
Sorry, love. I'll go and do you some fresh ones. Well, she stares at me for 30 seconds, you know, just like I'm just a nationwide advert. And then she says,
don't even fucking bother. Get out of my sight. In fact, get out of the fucking house and don't come back till tea time when I need me scrambled.
So I quietly went out and found myself at the around the back of the shops here, you know. It's where I hung around when I was a kid. And, you know, I didn't have a care in the world then, really. This puffer jacket I've got has a breast pocket with a zip and two side pockets that don't have a zip, but I'm a press stud, it's a bit fiddly. It's got a concealed hood in the collar that is accessed by a zip. There's a drawstring around the waist, you know, and it's got a couple of toggles on it that I like putting in my mouth. Right, I'd better be getting back now, but I'll do a few jokes on my joke book, like to cheer you all up, and everything I do it for you, so give it a go. My sister works for British Gas. Do you want to meet her? A clown turned up late for work on his first day and he got sacked from the circus. He's suing for funfair dismissal. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza last night. I must use a lower setting. I went to the zoo the other day. The only animal there was a dog. It was a shit zoo. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. No, I'll see you, Bob, anyway. Ta-ra.
Oh, so I didn't sound. He's had a rollicking from the wife, oh, like, again, hasn't he?
She's a brute, isn't she?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She wants her eggs down the way she wants them.
Well, I mean, and in many ways, that's fair enough.
That's life. I had poached eggs for my tea last night, Bob.
Yeah.
A couple of poached eggs.
Did you use poachies, those little.
Nah,
have you seen that?
Did them in the pan of water. I created the whirlpool effect with
very
a fork.
Good. Very
Drop
good.
The egg in. Bit of vinegar in as well.
Yeah.
I did them right.
Have you seen poachies, the little packets you get that you
know
crack the egg into?
No. What are they, from like B&M or something?
I don't, could be B&M, yeah. Wife's questions interested. Are you?
I was interested to know more about poachies, but I'll have to investigate that for myself, I reckon. Yeah, go on, wife's questions. Yeah,
okay,
go on.
Hello, Andrew. Have you got any clothing delicate or classy enough to be dry clean only?
I've got a suit.
Okay. Where'd you get that from, Burton?
Asda.
As the suit.
It's like nylon.
No, you look. I see him looking at your face. You don't. You didn't
it
get
was from Asda.
How much was it? Suit from Asda
for the whole thing.
Yeah,
55 quid.
Not bad.
Quid.
They do big size waists for you, and you know it's not just like slim ones for the young'uns and that.
Well, it's Asda, of course they do. Catered for the more generously proportioned fella.
So you go. Honestly, you've just been used like like a tool. So you walk into
Useful
Asda.
Useful idiot.
You're a useful idiot. You walk into Asda, you see the sign that says full English, $1.99.
Yeah.
You lob it down your fat neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then go to the suit department where
which
it says,
ironically,
suits.
Just right next to.
Yeah, suits for fat lads, yeah. 55 quid.
And it's a restaurant there. It's not a restaurant, is it?
Is it a counter?
It's a cafe. It's not a restaurant. Is that the
second
end of
question?
The word?
Does dry cleaning in Sunderland mean just laying the garment on top of your Alsatian's kennel and beating it with a fish slice?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to purely get it out of the way,
I thought
say
so.
Yes to that.
Hey, yeah. Andy, what's the Sunderland vape scene like? Is it fast moving?
Is this another question from your wife? I haven't got a clue. I don't vape.
Yeah.
You do. Mm. You're doing it now.
Lovely. This is heavy cigar flavour.
Do you suggest I take it up?
Well, I look cool, don't I? Do you know what I mean? Does something you want to ask me, Andrew?
I've got some questions from me quads.
Oh, go on then.
Jack, Joff, Jiff and Jick. Bob, do you reckon you are taller than Stalin or shorter than Stalin or the same height as Stalin? Our best guess is that you are 5'2".
I'm 5'7½".
You're not.
I fucking am.
I am. You're not as tall as me.
I'm taller than you.
You're
just a fucking ball.
Fuck off. Taller than Stalin or shorter than Stalin?
I'm taller than Stalin.
Stalin was 5'4", so correct.
Thank you.
Bob, do you reckon you are taller than Hitler or shorter than Hitler or the same height as Hitler?
I think I'm shorter than Hitler.
Oh, have you researched this?
No,
in your past?
I think he's probably like 5'9".
5'8¾", apparently, but he marked it up. He always
that's what it is, I'm right.
Okay, final question from the kids. Bob, do you feel frustrated and disillusioned by how your life has turned out? You seem to give off lots of classic signals that this is the case, i.e. your continual thinly veiled aggression towards our dad, who, when all is said and done, is actually a kind, decent man who is just trying to do his best for all of his kids. They go on to say, perhaps your diminutive stature is the source of your barely suppressed rage. Maybe you should seek some kind of psychiatric therapy and or invest in a pair of built-up shoes in order to achieve the existential equilibrium that you so clearly crave.
Well,
just yes or no will do.
All right, yes.
Thank you very much, Bob.
It's a bit of a dig at me about my height, which is unusual coming from you. You're clearly shorter than me, Andy.
I like that one, but I'm not keen on that one.
I've found myself.
Where's your shorts, John?
No, it's not good, man.
Where's your shorts?
It's too specific to John. You know, you want to use it out on the street.
Yeah.
You've got to find a John before you can ask him where the shorts are.
Have you heard anything from Mark Lawrenson recently, Bob?
Oh, we'll tell you what. Thank you for asking. Because, yeah, there was. I don't like to call it an incident.
Right.
But see what you think. So Mark, he's got a bit more time on his hand these days, right? Because he's not quite so regular with the punditry.
He's not, is he? I've noticed that this season.
Which, you know, to be honest with you, is a shame. He's pretty good. He's a bit cynical, but he is pretty good.
He is. He's better than Steve McManaman, for example.
Well, to be honest with you, he's better than the majority of them, perhaps apart from Neville's good, isn't he?
Neville's good.
Carragher's good. Oh, he's in disgrace at the moment,
Hoddle's.
Isn't he?
Hey, useless.
Maybe I could swap Beasley for Carragher. He can send me messages from his lonely life.
I don't know. It's up to you, mate.
I don't think I can do Scouse accent. So, anyway, he still does journalism and that, don't you?
John, where's your shots, John?
But he's having more time at home with his wife, Barbara, you know. Right. So, well, spring is upon us, Andrew. And last weekend, he decided to bring his rabbits out from their overwintering regime.
Are you going to make the bin, Mark?
Yeah.
You can tell me what to say.
Yeah. Spring is upon us, so he decided to bring his rabbits out from their overwintering regime, you know, and sort out some tighter set of his satin shirts for the warmer weather.
Yeah.
You know, so he stood at the back door wearing a nice silvery grey long sleeve. Mm-hmm. Even he can tell the buttons are straining a bit round his guts, like. Oh. So Barbara says, your shirt looks a bit tight, love. Do you want me to see if I can let it out a bit? Mark says, that's all right, love, the material's nice and stretchy.
That's all right, love, the material's nice and stretchy.
I think it will realign around my new winter shape.
I think it'll realign around my new winter shape.
What are you up to anyway? Stood by the back door like a trumpet. He says, I'm going to move the rabbit hutch out of the shed.
I'm going to move the rabbit hutch out of the shed.
The daffodils are coming up and that's my usual trigger.
The daffodils are coming up and that's my usual trigger.
Shouldn't you put some boots on, love? Those slippers look a bit flimsy for outdoor work. Mark says, no, they're fine, love. They have a three-ply rubber sole with contoured gripping surface.
Oh, Jesus, what's that? No, they're fine, love. They have a...
Three-ply rubber sole.
Three-ply rubber sole.
With contoured gripping...
With contoured grip...
Gripping surface.
Gripping surface.
For fuck's sake, Andy. Okay, love.
Sorry, Bob.
I'll record Holmes Under the Hammer while you're out there. So Mark goes to the shed. He lets all the rabbits out of the hutch, apart from Rodolfo, who's a young'un, and then lifts the hutch through the shed door. Just as he's exiting, he holds the door with his foot to stop it banging shut, you know?
Right.
But sadly, the slipper isn't tight enough, and the door slams shut, taking his slipper with it. So the slipper's inside the shed. So now he's stood there with the hutch in his arms and his slipper inside the shed. He can't throw the hutch down because Rodolfo's still in, yeah?
Yeah.
So he rests his sock foot on the bit of roof tile he usually uses a door, as a doorstop for the door shed door, yeah?
Right.
He calls out to Barbara. Barbara, he said, I fucked up.
Barbara, I fucked up!
Barbara, come and help.
Barbara, come and help!
Well, his belly's really straining the shirt now, and suddenly two buttons ping off. You can do the ping now.
Bing! Bing!
That's it.
Thanks.
Mark, fucking shirt.
Fucking shirt.
Fucking rabbits.
Fucking rabbits.
My fucking life.
My fucking life.
Now, was that Mark Lawrenson at the end, Andy?
It was me, Bob.
So let's have it as Mark Lawrenson.
My fucking life.
Well, Barbara doesn't come, so he slowly, very slowly, lowers the hutch onto the ground. But as he does so, his sock foot slips off the roof tile and he falls forward. Two more buttons ping off his shirt.
Bing, bing.
The hutch tumbles onto the path and he falls onto the manure patch, which is covered in fresh young nettles, yeah? Well, of course, the nettles sting his chest and stomach where the shirt's open, yeah? Laura, ow.
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 Fucking ow.
Fucking hell.
Ow. That was effing ow, not hell.
Oh, right. Fucking ow.
Right. He jumps up just in time.
Should I edit that out later on?
It's up to you. Okay. He jumps up just in time to see Rodolfo escaping through the side gate, right? So without thinking, he runs after him, but his sock foot stands on the fat ball holder that had fallen onto the path. Ow.
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 Fucking life.
Fucking life.
Well, he hops back into the kitchen, calling out for Barbara.
Barbara!
He hops through to the lounge, calling out for Barbara.
Barbara!
Barbara, quick, I've stood on the fat ball holder.
Barbara, quick, I've stood on the fat ball holder.
But she's not in the lounge. Then he looks up through the nets in the window and he sees Barbara in an embrace with a bloke. He can't see who it is. Barbara waves the fella goodbye and comes back inside. Mark, who was that bloke you were with?
Who was that bloke you were with?
Oh, it's just an old friend. What's all the noise about? I lost a slipper and four shirt buttons and Rodolfo's escaped.
I lost a slipper and four shirt buttons and Rodolfo has escaped.
Then he notices Barbara has Rodolfo in her hands. Rodolfo, oh Rodolfo, my darling, you're safe.
Rodolfo, oh Rodolfo, my darling, you're safe.
Yes, my friend caught him as he ran out. He was wearing sensible outdoor shoes. Mark, I stood on the fat ball holder.
Sorry, said that. I stood on a fat ball holder.
Have you got any ice, love, and a Belinda wipe?
Have you got any ice, love, and a Belinda wipe?
Yes, of course. Sit down. Holmes Under the Hammer starts in a minute. Mark says, thanks, love.
Thanks, love.
And as she left the room, Mark couldn't help but notice she had a very distant look in her eye.
I can't help but notice.
No, that's... So do you think that story...
Just there was a pause there. I thought you wanted me to say
that. Do you think that story was a bit like the movie Brief Encounters?
In some ways, yeah. So much with the fat ball holder and the... Oh, there's daffodils in Brief Encounter, wasn't there?
Yeah, and the distant look in the eye, you know.
Yeah, so 50-50.
Oh, thanks, Andy. That 50, means a lot to me.
That's about it for this week, Bob.
What have you been watching on the telly?
I was just going to say that, Ian.
Oh, rightio.
I've been immersed in Wild Wild Country on Netflix.
Pretty good.
is, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? How much have you seen?
Seen the whole freaking
lot.
Oh,
you bastard.
Have you not seen it?
I'm only three episodes in.
Well, here's good news for you, Andy. You know my test with these Netflix things. They've got to keep on an upward trajectory.
Yeah, and not go to shit right at the end.
It goes up and away.
I'm on episode four and it's just boiling.
Yeah.
In case you haven't seen it or don't know what it's about an Indian guru who bought a massive plot of land in Oregon in the early 1980s. And he kind of retreats a bit, doesn't he, once they're there. They build this city, and his secretary, Sheila, kind of takes over. The guru just eventually stops speaking and stops in the house all the time, doesn't he? But he really likes Rolls Royces and champagne
23 of them.
And watches made out of diamonds.
But the nice thing is it's an extraordinary story. Yeah. I was completely unaware of it. It's in my lifetime.
I hadn't heard of it either. Yeah, I mean, we're all familiar with Jonestown, the Jim Jones cult thing.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard of this. First episode, I wasn't sure if it was really real. Because there was so much video footage, I thought it had been staged.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
As a spoof documentary thing, but my God, it's real and my God, it's good.
It is a good one.
Do you think you'd be a good cult leader, Bob?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I think it's his eyes that are his fortune, aren't they? He's got very sort of like kind.
Yeah, like me.
Deep.
Kind eyes, a kind face.
Yeah, you got a kindish face if you lost a bit of weight.
Right.
I've been watching, another thing I've been watching, Andy, is Flint Town. That's a Netflix one.
Okay.
And I can give that a recommendation, but in terms of me test of like
up,
it starts at a really like solid 7.
Right.
And it never drops. I'm not saying it goes to a 10. It's terrific human sort of, it's real life cops in a town called Flint Town, the most violent town in America.
Wow.
Fly on the wall. That's good.
Right.
I did want a Shot in the Dark on Netflix. Don't bother.
What's that about?
I mean, watch a couple of them because the three blokes in it are wankers.
Right.
They're the people who chase 999 calls at the night, film them, and then try and sell them to the news channels.
In America?
In America, yeah. But it is kind of worth watching one or two just to say, fuck, yeah.
Final thing for me, a couple of darts things. On the iPlayer, Bullseyes and Beer, when darts hit Britain, all about the history of darts.
Yeah.
And an Eric Bristow thing, because he passed away last week.
Yeah.
On YouTube, there's a really good documentary about Eric Bristow in 1979 called Arrows, just before he became really big, and it follows him around all the exhibition matches and radio interviews.
Is it good, though?
It's really good. It's really murky and gloomy.
Did you get a sense of the man?
Yeah.
Because I worked with him a few times.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well,
soon after his passing?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's probably for the best.
I've also watched a movie that's available for 99p at the moment. I noticed on the on iTelly. That's what I use. Is it IT? Whatever. It's called Coherence.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting film, made for $50,000.
Okay.
Really interesting.
Do you have a personal interest in it?
No, none whatsoever. I recommend it.
Just checking.
And A Ghost Story. Have you seen A Ghost Story? The one with Casey Affleck.
Scared of ghosts.
That is a good film. It haunts you for a bit afterwards,
does
actually.
It?
Yeah, it's a good film. Now, tonight, Andrew, can I just say, Aerosol's on again in Liverpool.
Oh, bloody hell.
They've gone back to Liverpool.
Because how did it work out in London? Did they get many in?
Sell out.
Did
superb it? Superb evening. And they're going back to Liverpool. It's ladies.
And they sold it last time.
Yeah, it's ladies' night in Liverpool.
Right.
They're there at the Buyers Club.
Of course, yeah. The National. Is that why you're wearing the jockey silks and the little cap today?
Yeah.
Because of the Grand National.
Well, why wouldn't you? It's a big day, isn't
it? Well, I didn't know whether you'd got a job as a jockey, what were you being a little short arse in that?
Sunderland's going down.
Oh, you bastard. All right, that's enough for this week.
All right,
see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.